our mother had amazing ways of educating all of us, including our brother Alex. Education sometimes came at the end of her fist.
Oh, yes.
Education was hunger. Education was homelessness. Education was a constant stream of instability.
You remember us waiting in line in the soup kitchens? I can remember days hanging out at Dunkin' Donuts with mom, homeless on the streets, struggling with mental illness.
But everything that our mom did from birth was emphasized that all of us could achieve anything, that I would be a Supreme Court justice, that Alex would be a doctor, you would be whatever the hell you wanted to be.
Yeah.
And I don't think many kids in foster care or homelessness get that. Mm. So I think my first education, my first PhD was at the hands of our mother. I was really deeply impacted by mom's constant stream of saying you could do anything despite all the other stuff. I think our second education came after our custody with our mom came to an end around when I was 11 and you were 2 years older. And we went into foster care. What was really interesting to me in foster care is the homes that we were in did not value education, with the rare exception. But most of our homes, my homes, did not. In fact, sometimes they would use education as a tool of punishment. So when I did something wrong, they would keep me home from school as a punishment because they knew how important it was.
I think it's hard when you are put in families who are not really college-bound or don't understand the different opportunities that are out there. I remember being bounced around from foster home to foster home because very little space for three kids.
You're in the situation you don't control with people who don't necessarily share your values or vice versa, and you're forced to thrive, survive, or at least get by. And that education was often what saved me. I think for all three of us, we threw ourselves into education as a refuge for our souls, where we showed that we were more and better and different by thriving in after school or our grades.
In foster care, you have to figure out very quickly systems. How do systems get you what you want? And I could see in the education system, by getting this degree, I can move forward and I can have opportunities. And this can't be taken away from me. Whereas your parents can be taken away from you, your home can be taken away from you. But if I obtain this degree, then I have one more thing in my pocket.
I technically didn't finish high school.
You absolutely made your own way.
I needed to get out of the situation I was in foster care, and I emancipated, not knowing what to do, and I became homeless again, and I lived with you. And I remember applying for this grant where you had to be fluent in Spanish, and you helped me fill out the application materials and do the interview in Spanish. And I got it. I went off to Spain to a junior college. All three of us carving different pathways. It spoke to our early education of survival, resilience, and excellence that our mom taught us.
Every day the work that we do is incredible and powerful. I love being a social worker. I love ensuring that foster kids are linked to mental health services. I love my accomplishments. I love our accomplishments. But even more so, we are showing everybody in this country that foster kids can do it.